Nolte, two polls show Trump up in NH, Haley either surging or flailing. By John Nolte on January 9, 2024. Two polls show former President Trump leading in the New Hampshire Republican primary. One poll shows former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, surging within 7 points. Another shows Haley flailing. A poll from Suffolk University/Boston Globe/USA Today of 1,000 likely voters taken between January 3 and January 7 shows Trump comfortably ahead of Nikki Haley by 19 points, 46-27%. Former Governor Chris Christie is in third with 12%, followed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at 8%, writes the far-left Boston Globe. DeSantis is losing to Christie. Wow. Who saw that coming? With the New Hampshire primary just 2 weeks away, this poll is good news for only one person, the Donald. The Globe adds. Haley might have trouble making up any more ground. About 8 out of 10 GOP primary voters say they're unlikely to change their minds before the January 23 primary, according to the survey. To close the gap, Haley would probably need several things to break her way, including Christie deciding to drop out, said David Paleologos, director of the Suffolk University Political Research Center. He noted that the poll showed Christie's supporters would break by a 7-1 margin to her over Trump. Even if Christie, who's only running to host his own MSNBC show, drops out, this poll shows Trump a mere 4 points from the magic number of 50%. And other than agreeing to an official separation from Krispy Kreme, it's hard to imagine Chris Christie doing anything doesn't help Chris Christie. But we also have a CNL/University of New Hampshire poll showing Haley within striking distance. Trump currently sits in first place with 39% support. Haley is right behind him at 32%. In this same poll taken in early November, Trump enjoyed a 22-point lead over Haley, 42-20%. So she's picked up 12 points while Trump has lost 3. Christie is in third place with 12 points. Businessman Vivek Ramaswamy is in fourth at 8%. DeSantis earns just 5% support. Man alive. One consistent thing in both polls is that DeSantis faces a humiliating wipeout on January 23. In the Real Clear Politics, RCP, poll of all the recent New Hampshire GOP primary polls, Trump enjoys an average lead over second-place Haley of almost 19 points, 43-29%. But here's the thing to remember. If the past is prologue, what happens during the Iowa caucus this coming Monday will seriously affect what happens in New Hampshire the following Tuesday. If Trump stomps out of the Iowa caucus Monday night with an impressive win, don't forget he lost the Iowa caucus to Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz in 2016, he will have all kinds of momentum. If Trump loses Iowa or Haley comes in a close second, then we might have a race. But as of now, the polling shows Trump stomping all over his competition in Iowa. In the RCP poll of polls, he's up an average of 36 points over Haley, 52-16%. DeSantis also sits at just 16%. The three most recent polls out of Iowa have Trump up 48 points, 32 points, and 34 points. 10 days after New Hampshire, South Carolina votes. This is where Trump could effectively wrap things up. The RCP poll of South Carolina GOP primary polls has Trump beating Haley, that state's former governor, 52-22%. If the voters who know Nikki best don't want her, that tells you something. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jchmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.